What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Self Helpless. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And oh my gosh, today. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited for this episode. We have a fantastic guest, two-time finalist on America's Got Talent, Preacher Lawson, everyone.
Yay!
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And a beautiful vegan.
Thank you so much. I just found out you were vegan too. Two beautiful vegans. All right. High five on the white side. Yeah, man. That's so cool. I can't believe. So how long? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not going to ask.
No, we have so many questions.
I was about to immediately just jump into it. But first, I want to say thank you so much for having me.
Y'all are super.
Y'all, this is so cool. And I'm
providing you with an ally.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah. I just wanted to say, like, first of all, you're obvious proof that vegans can't get built or ripped, you know, like. Really
proof
scrawny.
That's a myth.
Scrawny, yeah. Scrawny man. No, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. If you follow Preacher on Instagram, which if you don't, you're dumb. You should. He just, is it a deadlift? Is that
it's
what
a
that's
deadlift.
Called?
Yeah,
he just deadlifted 525 pounds. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a weak vegan. Oh, my gosh.
I know. How are you?
He must be so nutrient deficient, Preacher.
That blew my mind. Because Preacher came on Risa Fury, my foosball web series. And I was like, I think you're one of the most buff people I know. And you're like, I mean, you probably don't know that many people. And I'm just like, are you serious? Look at you.
I think I'm in shape. But I don't think I'm, like, I feel like buff is like the... Buff is like you walk in, it's like you gotta go through the door
up.
Sideways. I mean, like, that's why
you're
I think.
Built.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in shape. Like I feel like I'm in shape, but.
Well, I mean, I watched your AGT set and you were shirtless, so you're pretty built.
You're like a 22
pack. I definitely tuned in for that. So.
Right,
oh God. Anyway, so should we just get right into
Let's do it?
Okay.
I'm down.
So, were you okay? I just want to preface this, you guys. I know this is gonna be this. This topic is so touchy
it's
for people.
So it's so touchy.
Like, some people are not even going to tune into this episode.
Yeah.
We're prepared for that.
Yeah.
And I just want to preface it. Like, you are the first in, like, our veganism series of several episodes we're going to do. We're going to get doctors on the show and health professionals and stuff like that.
I'm the first.
Yeah, you're the first of vegan series. So,
wow.
Congrats,
oh,
man.
Cool.
You guys are starting a series? They look so excited, especially Taylor. She's just like, yeah.
I'm so excited. You're the reason I don't eat chicken.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you talk to me. I already don't really eat a ton of meat, but when I talked to you in Just for Laughs, and you were like, yeah, no, chicken's like the most unclean meat or something.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, it's the worst. Because they do like the. the whole process they do with the chickens, like they pump with antibiotics and they die, they fall over, so they just feed the chickens more chicken. And it's like they just treat them. Yeah, it's pretty.
Feed the chickens more chicken.
Yeah, they like grind it up and they just feed them back to each other, and then they just kind of like, you know. But then it saves them money. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't know that.
There you go. I'm gonna throw up.
I would be less freaked out if they fed the chickens money. Like that's so gross.
Oh, I just, oh man.
The dirtiest substance on the planet.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It's not like cannibalism. Dude. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so were you always a vegan or did you? Okay, so tell me about that.
Okay, so I've been a vegan. In November, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. 2 years I'll be a vegan.
Oh, nice.
I think when you met me, I was a vegetarian.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
I wasn't a vegan at the time.
So you ate eggs?
Yeah, I ate eggs, cheese, you know, chocolate. All the dairy. So I was a vegetarian first, and then I did it for a year, and then I didn't even know what a vegan was until I became a vegetarian. Like I'd heard that around. I used to work at I forgot what it's called. Was it some farms? Mino Single Farms.
Oh, Mino
Single Farms. Yeah. They used to have vegan on the menu. I was like, yeah, what the heck is a vegan? Like,
what is a vegan.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? And I had that's when they fired me. They fired me in orientation, but whatever. Because I didn't know the menu, but. So I've been a vegan about 2 years, and I was a vegetarian before that. But the reason I became a vegetarian was because I think I was watching a documentary with my ex. We were watching a documentary. It was in Africa. They were doing all these things to elephants, and they were just for their body parts and their horns and their just you know everything. I remember being like, oh, we were like, man, this is so messed up. How they're just taking the body parts of elephants and selling them. Oh, man, I can't believe they do this to elephant. We got to do something.
You're eating wings.
Man, this whole time, you know what I mean? I'm dipping it in this dairy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's kind of bad that we're doing that. So we was like, we'll try it. We said, we'll try it. And then we tried it for a week. And it was hard, man. Then she went back home, whatever. She started eating meat. But I kept not eating. I was like, I just want to try it for like a month or something like that. And then for the first week, I felt weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating right. I was lightheaded. I was eating like you know, a whole bunch of fries and pizza. I was like, you know, this is not meat. I remember the second week, I felt like more energetic and lighter. And then the third week, I just felt even better. I felt better mentally. I think a lot of people they always talk about the physical. They're like, oh yeah, I always lost weight and I trimmed up and this and that. But it's always I feel better mentally. Like I was,
same.
I feel like yeah. I used to get tired during the day. I'm like, why am I tired? I'm 25 years old.
Right.
And then I just feel good. I just felt good, but I did for ethical reasons.
Yeah. My God, I have so many questions. I don't know where to start. So do you remember the documentary that you watched that kind of sparked it?
Yes. Yes, because and always because if you told me I was gonna be a vegan or a vegetarian or whatever 4 years ago, I'd be like, whatever. I'm not gonna. That sounds so stupid.
Yeah,
I actually would say something else, but I'm like, I don't know. I used to have a response when people told me to stop eating meat, but anyway, I feel like I should just whatever. So listen, so I if you told me I was gonna be a vegan or vegetarian like 4 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. So
yeah, but if they told you you're gonna be a vegan, you're like maybe.
Yeah,
I mean I'll consider it.
A vegan. What was your question? I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Do you remember the name of the documentary?
Oh, Earthlings. It destroyed my whole... Did you see that?
I have not. So here's the thing.
Oh, my... You haven't seen Earthlings?
I haven't seen Earthlings, but here's my problem now. Now, because I am a vegan, watching that stuff just makes me feel hopeless and helpless, and it just makes me cry. Because I'm like, I'm doing the thing. What else could
but
I do except
happening.
Do the thing?
Yeah.
And then I'm also, you know, talking about it a little bit, but, like, I feel like...
How long have you been a vegan?
So, okay, been a journey. So this time around, like 4+ months, but about 5 years ago, I went vegan for a year and I crumbled under the social pressure.
Oh, you did?
Crumbled completely. So I definitely want to talk about that. I was getting a lot of shit from friends and family, not everybody, but food has like always been a huge part of my identity. Like I've always been the friend that can just like eat like a tank and just everything like a garbage disposal.
Same.
So it might sound weird to say like people notice what's on my plate, but they do because it's such a big part of who I am. And so people started noticing like, Delaney's at this barbecue. Why aren't you eating the ribs or the this? And I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, trying a new thing. And I think it just... started becoming too much.
Yeah.
And I really psyched myself out. Like, I'm never going to fit in anywhere. Nobody, none of my friends or family is a vegan. Like, this is going to be so hard. And I remember I was about to go on a vacation and I'm like, there's no way I can go on this vacation with all these different people and all these friends or being in new settings and be the vegan person. I don't think I'm like strong enough to do that. And so I sabotaged myself and I ate an Egg McMuffin from McDonald's. Oh. And I'm like,
wow, you went for it.
Oh yeah. I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail hard.
Jesus. So
I ate it. And then the irony was I got to my destination and I ended up hanging out with three vegan people who I didn't know were vegan. Wow. Until I got there and I'm like, fuck, this could have been doable, but mentally I was like, this is going to be hard. There are not going to be any options. Nobody's going to want to hang out with me. Like, just really psyched myself out.
But how did that Egg McMuffin taste after a year?
I felt awful because I had been vegan for a year. And so body, ate that.
It takes a second.
And my body was like, what the
they're like,
fuck?
Oh, they're like, I always like feel bad in the beginning. They're like, oh, so bad. Then I just.
It takes several. It takes several weeks to get, like, if you go from vegan to not. It takes several weeks. Like,
we can do this. Yeah. We can do this.
I felt like poison in your body. Yeah.
I felt like shit. And then I was like eating with the vegans and I just didn't even mention anything. I just let them assume that I had been, you know, eating meat and dairy indefinitely because I'm like, well, now I'm embarrassed in front of the vegan people that I just came to McDonald's in the airport. So I think it mentally fucked with me. The actual like grocery shopping and cooking and eating out, that was all relatively simple, but it was the social situations that I felt. So I want to ask you about that part. Like, have you gotten any shit for it?
Oh yeah. I'm messing on TV.
Yeah. Oh, you
I'm
do.
I'm sitting on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I remember I did a joke about, I mean, but I got like, I didn't get death threats, but like people used to threaten me because I did a joke about dating a white girl.
Uh-huh.
So I did that. I mean, so you can only imagine what they thought about vegans. Because like, when you tell someone you're a vegan and you tell them for ethical reasons because you don't like harming animals, you know, they hear you're a bad person.
Right, they feel judged.
Like, oh, wait, you think I'm a bad person? It's like, I'm not saying that. I used to eat meat for years.
Yeah.
Right. But for me, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it because I can't do it for these reasons.
Right.
And it's like, and usually your reasons, because everyone's against animal cruelty, right? Like if you walk down the street and you see someone beating a pig with a stick or something like that, you can be like, hey, stop doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what's that pig? You know, I'm going to eat it later. And like, well, don't eat it. You know, like, you're going to, like, if you walk, you know what I mean? You're not going to, you're like, yeah, I already see it. So it's like, it's, you know, like if you walk into a room and then you see like a pig and a bunch of fruits, grains, you know, vegetables, lentils.
Yeah,
beans, right? You're not gonna, and you have to choose between eating. You're gonna feed the pig. You're gonna be like, hey, I got an apple. Let's eat. These pigs are smart. They're not mean. They're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna.
Yeah.
They're not like cows. Like, they're super smart. They're super nice.
Are cows
super
mean?
Sweet. Cows are the sweetest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're the sweetest. They're the sweetest. Yeah. So I mean, even in like these documentaries where they're getting like beat up and stuff, they're like still like, oh, I'm sorry.
Aww.
You know, like,
they're
like, oh, I'm sorry. They're way bigger. They won't attack back, and they just keep getting beat. And they're like, ah, stop it, please.
Right, right.
The only time they kind of get the only time they get aggressive is when you're taking the this is getting sad. Then when you're taking the baby from the you know the cow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about eggs?
What's
the argument
eggs?
On that? Yeah.
Well,
because whenever I think about that, I'm like, okay, I could probably do vegetarian, but I don't know if I could not do eggs.
Well, I don't like eggs like that. I think I just ate them because I thought they were healthy, which they're not healthy.
Right.
What?
So they're not healthy. They're not. They're incredibly bad for you. Don't have any nutrients in it, actually. Right. And then they say there's good cholesterol, but it's like your body already naturally produces cholesterol. Uh-huh. It doesn't need excess cholesterol. So it's like you don't. Yeah. So it's like,
you're just eating a ball of cholesterol.
Exactly.
Basically.
So trash for you.
See, but that's like what they used. Everyone used to say, and then it like got like it's gone back and forth so many times. Where then like however long ago they're like, no, eggs are really great for you, and you're like. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then it was like egg whites, and then it was all a whole egg. And I just don't, I can't keep up. There's like so much conflicting information.
Most meat are.
The yolk is a carcinogen?
Well, any animal product
is
a carcinogen. Any animal product.
Like labeled by the
UN, United Nations.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah. So any meat, what is the reason why that the only diet to reverse heart disease is a plant-based diet.
Right.
So what does that say? So the only diet that can reverse only diet that converts heart disease is a plant-based diet. What's causing it? It's everything outside of that.
Right.
Right.
So even if you're like, I bought my own meat at a health food store, it's organic, it's free range, it's all the things, it's still carcinogenic.
I think if you, I'm not telling you to buy eggs, but like if you're going to buy eggs, don't buy it free range, just buy eggs. I mean,
it doesn't make a difference.
Because technically, yeah, by law, you can fit 16,000 hens in one barn. So, I mean, they're on top of each other. It's not free range. People just hear free range, and then in their head, you have your own definition of free.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, like so people put free range on stuff, and that doesn't mean that they're in a field?
16,000. No. They're on top of each other.
I thought free range meant they came from a field, and we're okay.
Hey, that's what we thought.
That's the thing, is like, if you actually take the time to do the research and do the digging, you will be horrified. There's nobody out there that can watch all these documentaries and not be moved by it. And like, I'm not saying that out of judgment. I'm saying that as somebody who was addicted to animal products and saw it, and I'm like, oh fuck, I can't unknow this. This is always going to be in the back of my mind.
Exactly.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And when you said addicted, it's not like a thing. That's a real thing. Like, well, milk has animal protein in it. You know, animal protein in order for us to break it down, it takes calcium from our bones. It weakens our bones. That's why the countries with the highest osteoporosis, they consume the most milk, you know. And it has casomorphine in it, which is addictive. It gets the calf to keep coming back, the mother to keep, you know, nursing and stuff. So it's like physically addicting. It's not in your head. Like a lot of people think, oh, I can't stop eating cheese because it's so good. But it's like, no, it's that drug.
You're actually addicted.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Did they compare it to cocaine or heroin? Because they have done studies on the addictiveness.
It's both. It's just a dopamine.
And the irony that it's actually sucking calcium from you, and all the branding is like, you gotta drink milk to have
milk
sign
anymore. You know, you don't see those anymore.
Yeah,
which is so funny. Yeah. That was the whole argument.
Yeah. So it was like the '90s, but yeah. So my thing is, as far as the cow, the chicken. I think we were talking about eggs.
Oh right.
So the way they do that is they you know, they're the same process with the cows, is they make the chicken on its period. So so they're making it produce like 100 eggs or whatever a month. You know what I mean? Like, they're making them. So imagine just being on your period every single day.
Okay, I'm very against that.
Everybody is against them.
Like, they put them in cages and nobody can.
Every woman on their period.
Cages were what got me. I'm like, look, we're gonna adapt to anything. It's the period every day. Yeah. I'm like, God, that is just cruel.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. What's hard for me is that any food you can think of, there is an argument about why it's not healthy at all. Like fruit, people are like, oh, it's just a bunch of sugar, it's not good for you. Like, there are people who are like, don't eat that. Beans, I thought beans were like great, and then I read something, you know, a couple weeks ago that was like, no, there's no nutrients, your body doesn't get any nutrients from beans because like the skin and whatever around it just like binds the nutrients to the bean. Like all these things, grains, there's all these, you know, books and shit about how grains are bad for you, like of every kind. It's like, well, what's left? Do we just have to eat lettuce? Like, what's left for us?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Please, I want you to counter all of this. Oh, I'm not attacking.
No pressure.
I want you to convince me to be a vegan.
Well, you, the United Nations and the World Health Organization, same with the American Health Organization, the the American diabetes, you know, they all say that the plant-based diet is the healthiest diet. Mm-hmm. If you look at the blue zones of the earth, the people that are the healthiest and they live the longest, they have three things in common. They have a mostly plant-based diet, and maybe venture out to like vegetarian and pescatarian,
right?
But mostly plant-based. Mm-hmm. And they all exercise and they have like a religious belief.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
community. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It can, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think we talked about that in the episode Happy, right? Remember that documentary? There was a little bit about that too. And there's been other documentaries.
I just want to go sit in church and eat some beans.
I love that you are super knowledgeable because I'm still a noob. And so I have just started kind of diving into the research and I'm trying to like memorize my facts from reputable sources. So when people ask me about it, I'm not like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's really fascinating, like the thought experiment that you kind of brought up is like, look, I think everybody would answer this similarly. Like if I had the option of like, okay, there's a cow in front of me or there's a field where I can grab some vegetables. Am I going to slit the cow's throat and eat it? Or am I going to go grab those vegetables and make a stir fry or something? I'm choosing the vegetables every time. So why am I paying somebody else to do that for me? And then it's like out of sight, out of mind. But as soon as you start thinking about it, it's like I'm basically giving somebody, here's my money so you can go kill that thing that I would not kill myself.
That's a good response when people are like, they're like, well, I'm not doing it. It's like, well, if someone, what's the difference between me murdering somebody or me paying?
Yeah, you're hiring a hitman.
Yeah.
So, you're involved. Yeah.
But
right.
I mean, is there a difference, like, in jail time and stuff? if we looked it up, I'm just...
Right, I guess you would be, but you'd still, you would still be put in jail.
Oh, yeah. Just not for as long,
maybe,
I don't think.
Maybe you'd be an accomplice
or something.
But you
should be, is what we're saying. anyway.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that when people find out you're a vegan, what are the reactions you get? What are the questions you get? And how do you handle that?
Well, I always get worried about protein.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah.
And then
you please just settle the protein thing right now? Because that's driving me nuts with people asking me about that.
All protein comes from plants.
Thank you. Thank you, preacher. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's all anytime you eat meat, it's recycled protein. You know, it's like it just... That's where they get their protein from, is from plants. They get the calcium from. It's like when people ask me where I get my protein, I always point to Kendrick Ferris. He's the only Olympian weightlifter to qualify for the Olympics, and he broke records. He was a vegan.
Yeah.
And so you got to know that we're 3% of the world. So if you take like 100 people and you take 3 as vegans and 97 as meat eaters, 97 meat eaters didn't make it, and one of the 3 vegans did.
Wow.
So yeah.
That says a lot.
And I feel, 525 is the most I've ever deadlifted.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
So plug your Instagram real quick.
Preacher Lawson.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
He's hilarious and it's incredibly impressive to watch
Yeah. So many packs.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Can you walk me through what you eat in a day?
When I wake up, I'll have oatmeal, fruit, bananas with some cinnamon on top. And then my diet's really boring because I don't treat my diet too much as a luxury. I treat it as a necessity. So I need to eat and I want to eat healthy. So it's not as much seasoning unless someone's coming over and I want to show off. And I'm like, hey, what? Look at this pan.
Right. Yeah. You know? Have you always been like that? Like eat to live, not live to eat?
Yeah.
See that?
I'm the opposite. But I'm the opposite. Yeah.
But hold on. I do eat like I eat out. I eat out a lot. So when as far as me cooking, I don't want to do all that.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as me cooking, I'm lazy. But as far as me going out, I eat whatever. I eat ice cream almost every night.
Just vegan ice cream.
Yeah, vegan
this
ice cream.
This is my trouble with becoming vegan is times where I've tried to cut that, I feel like I drift back to sugar. But tell me if this is true, because I've read that if you eat too much like meat protein, like that your body just converts that to sugar. Is that something?
I've never heard of that.
Okay, so I heard that. All right, well, maybe. See, that's what I'm saying.
If your body eats meat. Well, this is my thing. So this is, because I think you're going for health reasons.
I'm thinking about health reason. More than ethics.
Yeah. So I tweeted this and someone made out of me. It was so cool. But I tweeted because as a kid, we all were taught as children, like, okay, milk comes from cows, right? Mm-hmm. So I tweeted milks. And as a kid, we were taught that milk comes from cows, but then you realize milk comes from mothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a cow. I thought that cows just had milk. right? Mm, right. Yeah. You think that they just, because as it was a cow, moo, where did the milk come from? Oh, it comes from the cow. But the cow has to be pregnant, right? So how do you think they get pregnant? There's a process. They're chained down. Yeah. They're force impregnated.
Oh, I never even thought about that. They, wow.
They're just, the fist put up their anus, and mm-hmm. they're force impregnated.
They're being raped.
And they're being raped the yeah. whole time. So, and while the whole time they're pregnant, they're getting nursed. So they're getting milk taken away from them. As soon as the baby's born, guess what happens? They take the baby away immediately. If it's a male, they kill it. If it's a woman, they repeat the process. So I know a lot of people think their thought process is, I'm not a cow, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not a cow, but because they don't associate with cows having emotion, but they do. Like you, mm-hmm. they have animals have emotions. Like do we have any dogs?
Oh yeah.
So when you ever come home and your dog's like, you was gone for like an hour.
Yeah.
Why were you? You know what I mean? Like they're so because you're its life. So that's the same with the cow. That cow's life is like, man, I think I'm pregnant right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm pregnant. I'm about to give birth to a baby. This life sucks. I'm chained down all the time, and I'm just, you know, people think I'm just, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Yeah. So, but I guess I'm trying to come at it from a place, because there are so many people who just don't care. And like, even when they hear that stuff, they're just like, that's what animals are for. Like a lot of people genuinely feel that way. And then I feel like to get through to some people, the only thing that will affect them is like the health stuff.
Yeah.
Because people are innately selfish. And the statistics you were just talking about how the healthiest areas in the world are eating plant-based. Yeah. I mean, there are health, you know, reasons behind it. So I'm just wondering, you know, do you feel like, I know it's possible to eat super healthy, but like, especially like when you're traveling, like how do you stay so healthy with limited options on the road, especially?
Oh, it's super hard.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm that healthy, to be honest. I think I'm just vegan. I think people associate, because veganism is a healthier diet, because you have to cancel out so many options. Like I didn't, like so many candies have, you know, dairy in it, and I'm like, oh, I can't eat that. So I mean, so I think ultimately I'm healthier because I'm just a vegan, but I don't eat healthy, man. I eat ice cream almost every night. It's just
really?
Almond milk.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean, when I go on the road, I mean, the worst thing, I'll probably eat like a bean burrito or something.
Okay.
I'll eat like bean burritos or like...
do you like veggie burgers and stuff like that? Vegan
patty? Yeah, I'll do like a veggie patty, or a lot of this, I always get Chinese food. I'll get fried rice without the egg, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? So it's like,
You told us what you had for breakfast. Can you also say what you have for lunch and dinner too? Just because I think people want to know what it looks like in the day of a vegan, just at home, like when you are cooking for yourself, what do you have for lunch and dinner?
So I might, for lunch, I might have like a burger or something like that. It's just a vegan burger, you know? So Beyond Meat patty or something like that.
Those are so good. Mm-hmm. Those are insane.
The Impossible Burger is really good too.
Impossible Burger. Right. Beyond Patty. Oh, have you tried the field roast sausages?
No, I haven't
tried
them.
They're so good. Okay. They're so good.
Are they soy based?
No, they're like made from apple and potato.
Oh, that's great.
Freaking delicious.
Some of the, I don't know. I never heard of that.
They're
but
good.
Like some are soy based. A lot of soy based. Soy based or tempeh.
Right.
But you can make a lot of that with like you know, like some protein flour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Then I'll have like, at night I'll probably have like, I don't know, some beans, rice. I always like quinoa. I'll have chickpeas. Mm-hmm. I'll make chickpea dishes.
Okay.
Lots of vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now let me tell you what I eat on it. Yeah. I feel like I think because here's the thing. You can eat a healthy diet as a non-vegan, or you can eat an unhealthy diet, right?
Oreos are vegan.
Or as a vegan, you can be a healthy vegan or an unhealthy vegan, and also people differentiate between a vegan diet and a plant-based diet.
Yeah, it's
right?
Real like, different, yeah.
Right. So like you're plant-based and I'm vegan basically.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Because I want to know about that.
So do you want to take that, Preacher?
So,
plant-based vegans, they're not really eating a lot of the processed stuff, right? Like, they're not where I'm eating a lot of the processed stuff still. I'm trying to kind of transition into the healthier options. But and also as a vegan, correct me if I'm wrong because I'm a noob. You're also not buying any.
I'm not
kind
really
of,
that plant based, by the way.
But, you're not that plant based, but
oh, like, he just said
but, I yeah, I was like, yeah.
Like you're like, eating chickpea bowls for dinner, and I'm eating pizza and
burgers. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. See, but I do eat pizza. I just save it. I save it. You eat pizza just at night.
So like, and then also some people have a plant-based diet but don't consider themselves vegan. Vegans will not purchase leather. They're not going to use honey or silk or anything animal product related, even if it's not about food. Where a lot of some people eat a plant-based diet but might wear leather and other stuff like that. Is that right?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, so I had shoes. I haven't worn leather in a very long time because I can't. It's weird now for me. It's just weird for me. But there was a time when I was a vegan and I had some leftover vegan shoes and I would wear, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that if it's already happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. But I know some vegans are like, I go to vintage shops.
Yeah. But I just, for me, it feels, I was wearing a jacket. I was wearing a really, it was my favorite jacket until I realized it was made out of fur. And that was like, I don't know, like 3 months ago, and I was just rocking it.
I can't picture you in like a fur coat.
It wasn't fur. My bad. It wasn't fur. It was just made out of animal, whatever. So fur, cool. Okay. Yeah, just had the, you know, mink.
I know. Right. I'm like picturing this like giant.
Had my gold chain.
AGT changed you. You're different.
So I was walking around, just felt weird, and I don't see animals as like when I see a burger, I don't see that as a burger. I see it as a dead animal. Like, it's just it's weird to me.
It's changed.
It's weird. I know, because my brother became a vegan, and when he was first a vegan, he didn't do it for ethical reasons. He did it for health reasons.
Right.
He was like, I just want to be healthier.
Right.
And I would talk to him about animals. He's like, bro, you're going to make me eat meat again, man. Like, quit being, you're annoying me.
You know what I mean?
He's like, you're annoying me. And then he starts slowly, I was arguing with someone, not arguing, but I was just talking to him about it. And he jumps in, yeah, man, you know what they do? So, you know, like, and I was like, wait a second. He's like, listen, man, you know, they just, you know, kind of growing on me.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. So you're not using honey anymore.
Well, I have leftover honey that I was washing my face with, so I do have it still, but when it runs out, I'm not going to buy it again.
Gotcha.
So I'm using the leftover stuff I have that is not vegan. I was also gifted a leather purse for the holidays, and I'm like, well, I'm also a minimalist, and I don't have another purse. So I guess I'm going to wear that fucking purse.
I think that's fine. Right? Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm not going to buy that stuff. And even, I actually did go to the thrift shop recently, and I did see a leather purse I liked, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to buy this, even though it's secondhand, because there's still going to be demand for that thrift shop to fill the leather bag section.
Oh, yeah, good
point.
So
I'm, yeah.
What was that quote you posted on Instagram? I thought that was so good.
I think it was about low waste, but I think it applies to this too. Yeah, we don't need a handful of people doing it perfectly. We need millions of people doing it imperfectly.
Yeah,
like, I think it's great.
Beautiful.
Look, some people are really going hard on like low waste stuff. Some people do meatless Mondays. Some people are vegan. Some people are vegetarian. It all helps, right? It all helps. And I am curious what you think about this argument, because I mean, it's obvious to me, but I know a lot of environmentalists might be upset by it. But when people say they're environmentalists but they're not vegan, that's a big one.
Yes,
because going vegan is like the best thing you can do for the environment. But it's also like, well, they're doing something, so you don't want to like discourage anybody who's trying to do something.
65% of the reason of the environmental issues is because, you know, agriculture.
Right.
So it's like it doesn't mean. I mean, I know they're doing something, but you can't really call yourself an environmentalist if you're not. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
I mean, you can. You can't. I'm not like, but like, come on. come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
It's like, I want to play basketball, but I don't feel like shooting. It's like, well, that's the whole point, the score.
What are you doing?
Yeah, right, you're just on the team at this point. You're kind of wasting space. Yeah. You know, so that's why I feel like. Right. But yeah. But
it's like being a feminist dude who doesn't want to pay for anything.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because people do it for different reasons. Some people do it for environmental reasons. Some people do it for ethical reasons. Some people do it for health reasons. I just tell people I'm doing it for the trifecta at this point. Mm. It's interesting because the first time I went vegan, I did it for basically like health reasons. Like that was my main motivator and I couldn't stick with it. But this time around, I'm really doing it for environment and ethical reasons and I've been sticking with it no problem. So it's, and if for anybody who's listened to our show before, I think that's the obliger in me from the four tendencies coming out.
Yeah.
If there's external accountability, like I know if this is going to help the environment and help an animal, I can do it no problem. But if it was just for my health, I wouldn't be able to stick with it.
Yeah. I don't care about my health, but I don't know. But,
you're so ripped. You can't
but
talk
I don't,
like that.
I care.
It's
I don't,
not,
I,
how much are you in the gym, bro?
The outside, I don't feel like that's health. You know what I mean? I just, you know what I mean?
I'm vain.
Lady. I care about this part, but I don't. The inside, I could die tomorrow. I just
Can
want
to ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, when this episode started, you know, I was like, yeah, like, you know, I see you in the gym and you're so buff. And then Delaney was like, yeah, I saw you on AGT. Like, that was really fucking impressive. Does that make you uncomfortable? Because there's so much, you know, in this like Me Too time, like, I feel like dudes can't say anything to women like that.
I was just thinking
role reversal. If it was three dudes and one of us came in and you were like, yeah, I've been looking at those Instagram bikini pictures, bitch. Like, you looking fucking fine. We would be like, oh God, this is uncomfortable. And, like, did we make you uncomfortable or did
no,
you
it
like
was
it?
Just, it was, no, I'm fine. But it was just, I was thinking of things I would have felt more. I felt like I would have felt more comfortable if I didn't know who you were, because I know what I would have said. You know what I mean? I know what I would have said back, and I was like, okay, well, just sit here, preacher, just take it, because you can't say anything. They're all married, so I'm like, just you know what I mean?
Not yet. Nobody's married yet. You're fine.
I'm just that's funny.
It hit me afterward. I was like, oh, we hope we didn't make it. Like,
I'm glad you addressed that.
Uncomfortable, because we for sure objectified the fuck out of you.
I'm totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So my self-esteem loves it.
Okay.
I know there is that weird thing where I'm like, a guy that jacked like wants you to acknowledge it, which is so
you think I'm
horrible.
On his shirt on accident.
It's horrible.
My stomach in this whole time. I can't breathe.
Because you're so right. If someone said that to like a woman, you'd be like, I'm not asking for it in a tank top.
Well,
wow,
yeah, I've had so many like morning radio interviews you know, the middle of nowhere where the guy's like, oh, Kelsey, bleh, you know, and they're just like coming like from their fucking, like anything they say is just like they're jizzing actively. And you're like, it's like 8 a.m. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm being, you know what I mean?
I have had morning radio DJs bring up to me how hot Kelsey is.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know. I
had comedians come up to me in a way. All right. So, you know what's funny? This is what I don't like. I've had after shows or whatever, because I did rip my shirt off. You know what I mean? I did rip my shirt off. And when I did that, I didn't eat the whole day. Okay? I was starving myself so my abs would look good on TV. So I was cranky. I messed up my set. I need to do one of the jokes I wanted to do because I wasn't focused because I was so hungry. And I didn't, not only did I not eat, I didn't drink any water. I was trying to look shredded.
You Wolverined it. Yeah. Oh, no.
And so I was like, I'm not going to do nothing the whole day. So when I take my shirt off, I'm shredded because it's only on TV forever. It's on forever. So I was like, I feel cool now, but I got to look extra shredded. So I did that joke, but every show now people are like, take your clothes off.
Oh, you set a precedent.
And then every show, every single show. It's not
Are you
even
serious?
Like every single,
really?
Like while you're
show,
on stage?
While I'm on stage.
No.
Just yell it out. Or if I drink too much water, just
take it off.
if you give them
that opportunity.
Do you honestly think anybody's gonna leave your show going like, he looked more hydrated than he did on AGT? Like, do you think anybody's gonna be bummed?
Some women like really fucking want to see that.
I don't do it at shows. I do it at shows. I just mean.
I just did it on national television.
TV. I had to look shredded. Yeah.
Tampa, you don't get the pecs.
But I don't want to do that. Any joke I do on TV, I don't want to do anymore.
Right.
But after I get off stage, there's always like some 35-year-old mom that's like trying to, the first time she ever got out the house, and she's trying to take my clothes off. Oh. This happened three times. And three times we were uncomfortable. It's happened more than that. But three times it was like really to the point where my brother had to step over.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah. They're like, they'll start, it's crazy. Someone ripped my shirt. Someone ripped it. And so I was like having like sideways V-neck the rest of this. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like insane.
Oh, my God.
You need a bodyguard.
That was pretty, no.
That's crazy.
He is his bodyguard. He is his own bodyguard.
I'm fine. Yeah. But
holy shit.
You know what's crazy? So I did post that because I was like, I was at the show in Michigan. It was in Michigan. It was Royal Oak, Michigan. Have you ever played that club?
No.
The club's amazing.
Is that the Comedy Castle?
That's Comedy Castle.
Comedy Castle. Yeah. That's where it was at.
Yeah.
There was the manager asked him. He was like, he had to step over because she was like,
oh my gosh,
trying to rip. Because I was like, hey, stop. Hey. Because my style is like, I'm you know, I'll jab you, but I'm like, I'm kind of funny. I'm like, hey, you're supposed to like. So it's like, when she was doing that, I was like, hey, come on. Hey, stop, for real. Hey, stop. What are you saying? Right. Hey.
Right.
Voice. Whoa. Stop. Yeah. You know, like, what are you doing? So I had to, it made me almost look like a bad guy, because I'm like, why? Stop grabbing my shirt. You know what I mean? Like, stop, what are you doing? You know, so it's like.
But they put you in that position. I mean, that's not your fault. You're just trying to, like, harassment. Set your boundary. Yeah, you don't want that.
And then I posted on Instagram, and I was like, man, trying to rip my shirt off. And then everybody was like, that's what you get, taking your shirt off on TV?
Oh,
and
damn.
I was like, what if it was
yes.
reverse?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What if it was reverse? And then.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy fascinating. Shit. Well, thanks for letting me ask
and
you.
And then. But then it's, I don't care. But then I tell my brother or I tell my like somebody and they're like, oh, I'm complaining because someone wants to remember. Like, no one really takes seriously.
No, there's personal boundaries. I mean, that's not.
Anyway, so I wasn't offended at all. I know I took 17 hours.
But if you try to rip your clothes off, you might get
We got it. We got the line.
I have another vegan question, if it's okay. Okay, so here's another question for you. And this is probably more of a hypothetical because this isn't really a thing, like, unless it's a tiny, independently owned farm or something. Are you against, like, animals being food no matter how they're treated? Or is it mostly the treatment that you're like, well, this is why
good question.
I can't eat meat? You know what I mean? Like, if they're really – if you knew that when you got meat – it was like, this cow died of natural causes. This isn't a real thing that could ever happen.
Probably diseased or something.
Right, yeah. You're like, no, this cow was 85. And, or whatever. If you
this
could
cow
get
died
things,
in his sleep.
Yeah. The more I'm talking, the more I'm realizing this is the dumbest hypothetical question I've ever asked. But is it most, because you were saying the free range thing isn't even happening, right?
No, it's not.
They just, so was that just like a response from farmers as like, well, okay, we'll put them in a field, and everybody's like, oh, okay, all right, and then it's not.
I have a situation I'd like to talk about. So yeah, Kelsey, please. Let's say that after this podcast I killed you. I killed you in this lobby right now, okay?
I just want the video the cameras to show on record that if I die today, she needs to be arrested. Just
But let's say on the
what
other
the
hand,
fuck?
But let's yeah. no. But let's say on the other hand, I'm just trying to use a person. Okay, it could be anybody, a person, right? No, yeah. But let's say no, that didn't happen. But after the show, instead, I took you to a movie, I bought you a massage, I fed you a nice dinner, and then I killed you.
Am I? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm just so
that's so good.
Oh, yo. That's... Oh man.
So good.
She hot right
now. Bye.
That was.
Spin around for a second. That deserves a spin around.
That's fine. So anyway, the point is.
So what you're saying
I'm still
is
murdering
I like
Kelsey.
How you that... winked at me before you did. She was like,
she knew it was coming.
So imagine.
Yeah.
I murder you. Like, hey, what? I think you went to murder too fast, though. That was
she hit that line hard.
Yeah.
I killed you.
Well, it's supposed to be shocking, right? Because we're basically taking, you're talking about one animal, and I'm talking about another animal, but we've separated humans and everything else.
Here,
right?
I should rephrase the question. This is what I'm saying, because I think some people, I'm trying to think of all the possible arguments.
Oh, of course.
Not even ones I agree with.
No, yeah. I would like, love this.
Some people are like, okay, but what if you hunt your own food? You know, like that. Like, I think Joe Rogan, like, eats a lot of deer, but he shoots them himself.
Right.
And then people are like, well, I guess that's okay. But that's a great argument for it. It's like,
my thing is like all this research, all the stats, we basically know now that you do not need animal protein to survive and be healthy. Mm-hmm. So it is an active choice to kill an animal and eat it. Mm-hmm. We don't need the argument is like it's nature, we have to, all that stuff.
They'll say
lions.
Yeah, they'll be like, "Well, are you gonna stop lions from killing zebras?"
Right.
And it's like that's natural. Right. What our agriculture is not natural. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, the number one for suicide is people that work in agriculture. Like are you kidding me? They have to kill animals. Over, there's a reason why
that makes sense.
There's a reason why the kids that kill animals at a young age is a sign of a serial killer, because like you're not supposed, you know what I mean? Like,
so it's a sentient being that does not want to be killed. They're screaming, they're crying, they don't want to be killed. So
it's like Earthlings messed me up, because I, to be honest with you, everything you're telling me, if you had told me that 4 years ago, I'd be like, man, that sucks, man.
Yeah, same.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah. Same.
But you know what else is good? Chicken.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna eat.
Yeah.
That was my thought. I was like, I like chicken. And then I seen Earthlings, and I was like, why did I watch this?
Yeah.
I was having a good life.
Whole lives in Twilight.
I was doing fine to this stupid movie. So you know what Earthling Ed is?
Huh?
Earthling Ed?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
He is like Jesus or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He is. He
tell
looks
people,
like,
tell
he looks
the people like who Earthling Ed is.
Earthling Ed is, he's like Jesus.
That's all we need to know, apparently.
Oh.
No, he looks like Jesus, though.
Yeah.
No, but he's just like the number one guy.
Mm-hmm,
he's just so smart. He just, he definitely helped me in my vegan journey, if this weird that sounds.
No, know? Yeah.
Because he definitely breaks things down and he's a smart guy, and he's like younger than me. It's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah.
How old are you? Young too. You're like 20.
I'm 25.
You're 25.
That's how old are you? You're young.
How old am I?
You just
27,
really?
Yeah,
29.
No, I'm 27, 28.
Oh, look at
yeah, that's what I was. Okay, yeah, cool. So you're right.
People think I'm older, man. It sucks. They always think I'm the older brother at the lot. You know, every time I walk around,
you carry yourself older.
No,
yeah,
mature
presence.
I look old. It's okay.
No, I don't think you do at all.
No.
Really?
No.
Why does everybody think I'm older?
Maybe because you have your shit together.
Because you carry yourself. Yeah, it's an energy thing.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I really don't have it.
Yeah, if people,
I do a really good job of faking life. I cried the drive up here, but.
Okay, I have another question. I'm sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions.
Please do.
My other question is, when you were becoming a vegan, you were like, okay, I gotta do this. Was there any part of you, because I'm sure a lot of people will deal with this, because I've certainly dealt with this, because I haven't eaten like red meat or dairy in years, but I'm like, I'm doing my part. That's kind of been my thing.
That's still good.
It's good, but it's not vegan.
It's not,
And I'm just trying to, again, think of all the different arguments people could have of like, when you were becoming a vegan, after you saw that, was there any part of you that's like, okay, I'll stop eating animals, but like, fish are dumb. Like, was there that kind of thing? Where
I was just about to ask that. Like,
you can't scream underwater.
Where do you feel about fish?
Well, I just feel like my argument is, I don't want to cause any unnecessary pain. I don't think I think we can all agree that intelligence doesn't dictate, you know, worth.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
So it's like, babies are dumb.
Do we? Are we all? Absolutely.
I think the fact that we're more intelligent than these creatures, I think it's our job to be the bigger sister, bigger brother, and take care of them.
That's so nice.
I think if you look at the people that thought they were more superior than, you know, other races or beings.
Yep.
And if you look at the history, they do the most damage.
Well, now I'm going to eat a burger and feel like Hitler.
You're in and out Hitler.
I'm in and out Hitler.
She was like, I'm going to feel so bad when I do it later.
I already have the food in the fridge. I got to cook this pork dish. I'm going to have to do it, but I'm going to feel like Hitler. I'm going to feel real bad.
I was my last, you know, all the chicken in the freezer, you know, cooking, you know, I had a good time. I was like, I'm going to just do all the, I thought I would eat meat again.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I gave myself an out, like, even talked about it a little bit on the show, and I'm like, I'm not telling anybody about it. The people that listen to the podcast will know about it. I'm not telling friends or family, whatever. And then every month
friends are going to know. They listen to your podcast.
Well, yeah, some of them, not all of them, So I'm like, you know, if you listen, you'll know. But I was giving myself an out because I thought, like, if this is hard, I want to be able to go back to doing whatever the fuck I want and then not feel like a total hypocrite in front of everybody I know.
Yeah.
And then every month that went by, I'm like, oh my God, this is easy.
Yeah.
This is easy. Let me talk about how easy. Okay. I want to talk about how I'm basically not doing anything different. That's what I want to talk about. Because people hear vegan and they say, oh my God, good for you. That's so hard. You're depriving yourself. No, I am eating all the same shit. Yeah. I'm eating burgers and pizza and pastas. I'm just, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you have to pick between two different types of sausages, that is all I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm picking this sausage instead of this one.
That's a great example.
I am not going out of my way to be a vegan. I have every restaurant I go to has been great vegan options.
You also live in LA though, so you gotta imagine someone living in Kansas City.
Right. Yeah, there might be not be an option.
You gotta go to Taco Bell.
I haven't changed the stores I shop at. I haven't changed the restaurants I eat at. So it's like, okay, Vons. Is there a Vons by you? Is there a Target?
Yeah.
Is there a Ralph's?
Yeah.
Is there a Walmart. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Walmart? I mean, probably, maybe not. Maybe there's a convenience store that doesn't have those options, which I understand. Yeah. And hopefully the more kind of the decisions that we make will have like a snowball effect, and there will be more options for people who have limited resources.
Well, when people think about a vegan diet, they're like, oh, you don't eat meat? Like, what do you eat? And it's like everything else.
Yeah.
You know, that leaves everything else. If there's no meat, there's everything. You seen the food? You know, the pyramid. The whole thing,
It's a big pyramid. Yeah, that's a lot, huh?
It's a lot. So I mean, it leaves everything else to eat. So there's plenty of options. Anything new is hard. So anytime you don't work out, you start working out, it's going to be hard. Anytime you start, no one gets on the piano. It's like, oh, man, that was the hardest 15 seconds of my life. Everything's a process. So.
Exactly. I think there's like a resistance. Look, you have spent your entire life with this habit. It's not going to change overnight, and nobody's expecting that to happen.
That's what it is, a habit.
Yeah, it's a habit. That's all it is. And it's like, think of anything that you've done, incorporating exercise or changing a career, whatever. And like on this show, we talk about like, we question so many things, right? Like for us, it was like a lot of people go to work, hate their job, and that's it. They don't try to get out of it. For us, we're like, no, that doesn't seem right. Like we want to do what we love for a living, right?
Right.
That ended up working out. And then the next thing, like for me, it just felt like the organic next process. Like then, you know, we as a society, we're told like, you need to buy all this stuff. You need to, you know, get the best car and this and this. And I'm like, that doesn't make me happy. Like I want to be a minimalist. I want to own as little as possible because that makes me happy. So I questioned that about our society. And I'm like, oh, this is working really well. And now I'm like, well, where does my food come from? And do I really need to be doing this? And I'm like, again, I'm like, oh, I am basically pretending like I've never, like, you're kind of like starting with this clean slate and trying to make up your own mind, which, you know, blocking out what you've learned growing up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, this is working for me. So for me, it was just kind of a process of, it felt like the next step for me. I'm just questioning everything about why do we do this? Where does it come from? What is this tradition?
You like having like a quarter life crisis?
Yeah, you are.
Well, it's been a years of a process. It didn't all, I, like, first I became a minimalist, then I decided like I got to get a job I really like.
So when did you become a minimalist?
When I was like 24, five years ago.
Oh, okay.
So like this has happened.
So you have like three things in your house? You have like one picture?
I have like, you know, one of everything.
Really?
Yeah, maybe two.
If honestly, you hang out with her enough, you'll start to see some like fashion choices that are questionable because she only owns like four shirts, and then she started to use her boyfriend's shirts, and there have been times where I'm like, this is not okay. We have to.
But it's like, it didn't. And then the first time I went vegan, I started off vegetarian. Oh no, I was doing pescatarian or ovo-pescatarian. Then I went pescatarian. Then I went vegetarian. Then I went vegan. It was not something that the next day I woke up as a vegan. I think people think like, oh my God, that's going to be so hard. But you just ease into it.
Yeah, you can take it step by step.
You start with one thing. Like Kelsey, you guys don't eat dairy. Like you're already so close to being there. It's like, you know, maybe just start with one product that you change out. Instead of milk, you buy coconut milk or almond milk or something.
I would say almond milk. That's the closest
milk.
Like coconut milk's a little watery.
Almond milk's really good.
Yeah.
Cashew milk is really good.
Yeah.
Any nut milk.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's really, the reason I can say that I'm sticking with it is because it's been easy. And I'm a big enough of a dick to be like, if this was hard, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
You know that's a good point. If Delaney, because I'm not that, I mean, lazy is not the right word, but I think you like things. Like, you're like the least lazy person I know. But what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
simplified?
Simplified. Yeah. Like, if something's too much, I think that's like the minimalist in you. That's like, I'm not going to do it if it takes 25 steps. Like, I guess because you hate cooking.
Oh, hate
that's
cooking. What I'm thinking. I don't of. Cook. Really.
You hate so drama.
That's why I make I this bulk stuff. I don't like cooking.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much.
Unless it's for someone, right? You like cooking for people, right?
No. No, can everyone? Fuck that. Yeah. No, I don't like, I tried to like cooking, and I even told my boyfriend recently, look, I'm never going to be this person that likes cooking. So if
does
you
he
want,
like cooking?
He does more than I do, but we both just
wait.
Get into
does he like it though?
Does he like cooking?
You say you hate it. So if he likes more, he yeah. can still hate it. Just not yeah, as much. That's you true. Hate true. It.
He doesn't, he's indifferent, I think. Like, he'll do it, and sometimes he likes it, but like, I'm never going to be this person. I will, you know, the Whole Foods Hot Bar has been really good for me right now. I don't know if you've shopped around there, but they have great, like, easy vegan options.
Yeah.
And I just box it all up, and I'm like, you know what? This is my dinner for the
that's
next
expensive.
Week.
Nice.
That's I was just going to say, that's so expensive.
It's $10 for a giant box of stuff.
Yeah, I know, but like that adds up. That adds up.
Yeah,
I still forget I have money.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
yeah. I'm like, I think you're okay.
I'm
like,
I know, but I still I've been broke for so long. I just kind of sometimes I forget.
It's more expensive than buying like beans and rice and vegetables and stuff and like making it. But I hate cooking so much that I'd rather pay the convenience fee of not having to spend my time on cooking.
Yeah,
because it does. I will be cooking sometimes, and I'm like, man, it's taking forever.
It's taking forever, and there's cleanup, and then there's I'm so drained after I cook that I'm just like, oh, this ruined my day. Right. Yeah. So
that's what I mean by if you can do it, then like anybody can do it in terms of like not wanting to cook. Like,
oh my God,
then it's possible.
It's,
yeah.
And I it's so interesting because
cook in bulk. You cook in bulk.
See, you do the meal prep shit. I can't.
Yeah, yeah, I
that's like prep. 4 hours of my day
this
that
is
I'm
a
like
meal
I,
prep body. I like this is exactly like not to stereotype your body type, but
like
the ripped gym dude that is meal prep.
This man has Tupperware.
That takes dedication.
It does.
That takes.
But I think it's important for
people.
I don't
even have Tupperware. I just take the spoon out the pot, put it in the bowl.
just keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think it's important for people to know that there's, like, two ends of the spectrum here. And you can fall in the middle or one on, you know what I mean? And
We're not the stereotypical vegan.
Yeah. Like, you can make it whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
And, man, I've been – it's interesting because once I decided, like, I'm going to do this and I go to the same restaurants – I will eat the vegan stuff. I'm like, wow, this is so good. Have you guys always had this on the menu? And they're like, yeah.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's always been here. I'm like, well, I just wasn't looking for it because I wasn't in that frame of mind. I'm like, oh my God, there's actually so much I could be eating.
Yeah.
But I just assumed like, oh God, it's going to be hard. I got to be one of those people at the restaurant that's saying, please leave all this stuff off. And I'm going to come across as difficult or annoying or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's been fine. It's been fine.
They do put like butter on everything.
Yeah,
you
ask for
no butter.
Yeah. Oh man.
Should wrap up.
So
Preacher,
sorry,
you're the best.
No.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Shut up.
This was so much funnier than a lot of our episodes.
I feel like
we do some real. We do some real serious ones.
Okay,
this
cool.
was great. Don't worry
this
about it.
And if people want extra funny, please go watch the episode of Rissa Fury with Preacher because he was so funny. Definitely one of the best episodes we've done. One of my favorite guests. He was
so good.
Of course.
Do you want to leave any last words of advice for anybody who's maybe considering trying this out?
Hey, just, you know, try it out. One book camera.
Hey, I think you're doing like a
real thinking about it. Never do tomorrow what you can do today.
Ooh. Hey, the next time you go to a restaurant, try one of the vegan or vegetarian options.
Yeah.
See if you like it.
If it's nasty, you can blame her because I didn't say that.
That's right.
Try it.
Can you plug where everybody can find you? Anything you want people to watch? Any of that?
At Preacher Lawson on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. I got a vlog on YouTube. Oh, snap. Hold on. I got to put y'all on my. I was so into the conversation. I got a vlog on YouTube. Say what's up, y'all.
What's up?
Yeah, with the Self-Evidence Podcast. And so just check that out, man. And just if you want to come to shows, it's preacherlawson.com. So everything's Preacher Lawson.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm going to be headlining the American Comedy Company July 25th through the 27th in San Diego. I'm going to be at the Everett Theater and Longview Theater up in Washington State in mid-August. And then Indiana. I'm doing a University of Indiana August 23rd. So go to kelseycook.com for tour dates and tickets.
And then if you happen to be in Dublin, I'm in the Vodafone Comedy Festival in Ireland, the 25th through the 27th of July. I am at the Funny Bone in Des Moines, the 18th through 20th. I skipped one. The 12th and 13th, I am at the Comedy Palace in San Diego. I just did all my dates backwards in July, but it's fine. August 9th, if you're in Detroit, I am at the Energy Music Theater with Impractical Jokers, and Madison, Wisconsin, Comedy on State, 15th through 17th of August.
All right, and I just want to give people a list if you guys want to learn more. Here's some documentaries you can check out. Dominion, Forks Over Knives, Veducated, Earthlings. I also love the Ritual podcast. He's got a lot of great vegan guests on there. And That Vegan Couple is a great podcast, too.
And 1,000% Earthlings.
yeah. That's what people are talking about.
You
got to
watch that, too.
Oh, I would just be sad. It's going to make me so sad.
She's already, she's already bought into it.
Yeah, I bought into it. They turned me.
Converted.
It's so bad.
Also, you guys message me on Instagram if you have questions. Like, I like talking about this stuff, and I like hearing about where you guys are eating and trying new stuff. So, you know, I'm a noob. We're still learning, but yeah.
Same. I'm pretty new.
Yeah.
Woo. Aw, we love you, Preacher. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
And I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye-bye.